the train, cause Maddie's gone, so you're all fucked. I'm Gabby Metal.
And I'm Raging Gumby, and I lack the proper voice to try and rein in him, so he's definitely on the loose tonight.
And he brought two of his idiot friends.
I brought my friends to help. Poor fucking David is screwed tonight. Like, not only is Maddie not here to reel us in, or TSG, or anybody, like, David's the one that has to reel me in, and it's, like, David's dealing with a fucking ear infection, and so I figured I'd bring some guests on to kind of help us through this, and rather than bringing on, you know, any sort of straight man to kind of, like, even things out, I decided to bring on my friends Angelo and Slick.
Team O2 drop takeover. Or wait, that was Team OO drop, wasn't it?
Yeah, OO drop. So basically, we're going to sit around and drink a lot and talk about things that may or may not have to do with magic, and then eventually get into the Twitter hole, which should be, you know, interesting to say the least.
Yeah,
we had hole. Like, there's got to be some magic shit for us to talk about, though. Fucking David, didn't you fucking? Did you play Game Day?
I played Game Day, yeah.
Wreck Game Day?
Did you win? I did indeed wreck Game Day, and then got my playset of those gorgeous Thunderbreak regions.
Those things are so fucking pretty.
You got a playset?
Yeah, I made sure I grappled the shit out of anybody that won one, so I walked away with a playset and that badass mat.
I'm so fucking jealous. That promo card was fucking hot.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, no, I when I saw it, I was just like, all right. I saw the mat. I saw the Thunderbreak Regent. I could have gone out of town to a 1K, but I was just like, I don't want to drive, and I also want to make sure I get a hold of these cards and hopefully get the mat. And so, yeah, it worked. I kind of felt bad because I picked a really boring deck, but because our metagame is so fucking weird around here, and a lot of people gun for me, and I've been kind of championing this Teemer Dragons deck, but you know, I was like, oh, I wonder what I should play. And everyone's like, oh, you should play that deck. You should play that deck. And I was like,
fuck you, kids.
That seems a little odd. So, instead I sleeved up Abzan Control since it's got good game against everything and a lot of random stuff too. Sure enough, like every person I played in their sideboard had, you know, I saw like windstorms, I saw plummets, I saw all this stuff, hating on flying
little
creatures.
Fuckers.
Yeah, exactly. So I was happy. I gamed the meta and went for Abzan Control. I didn't really have any challenging matches. The one or two games I lost was just to mana issues. And then in the finals, I played Abzan Aggro. Game one, he had the opportunity to kill me. He didn't know what I had in hand, and he had a Rakshasa Death Dealer. And I was at he was attacking for 7, and I was at 11 life. And he could have pumped twice, but I had 5 open mana, and so he neglected to pump. Because he was afraid of a removal spell. And so I untapped, cast an Elspeth and took over the game from there. So, and then game two, it was just a beating.
Was your control list with or without whip?
Without whip.
Okay.
If you want the whip, then to me, you're more of just like an Abzan Reanimator, which is a good deck to be sure. But,
some of the control lists run a one of whip. You know, it's just like the trump card, you know, late game, reanimate a rhino, win, and, you know, take off.
No, you can have it for sure, but I think it's just much more control-oriented. Creature-oriented than the control. It's good to be sure.
I guess that makes sense. If you're not, like, creature-heavy, then, like, having that whip is kind of awkward.
Yeah, when your kill conditions are, like, you know, Elspeth, the whip doesn't do all that much. Right. It does, you know, get back the rhino, but, like this version, it ran, Sidisi and, the Seder Wayfinder, to find your land and make sure you have sac outlets for Sidisi. And it ran really well. It did exactly what I wanted to do, which is just be really resilient.
Fucking win.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, our metagame here is, it's like a really weird mix of very, very competitive and then also just like a lot of weird stuff. So.
Even in a control list, like running Sidisi and stuff,
it's
I would champion a one of whip. I would.
It's not bad to, you know, anytime you have Siege Rhino and Whip in your deck, you've got some powerful things that you can do, but.
And it makes it so Sidisi doesn't make you throw a Rhino into the graveyard that you didn't want to throw in the first place, so.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, Sidisi's fine on her own being a 4/6 death touch, and she can also.
Oh, okay. You're running the new Sidisi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
That makes a difference. I
said Abzan control, not Sultai.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm stupid. I've been drinking.
See, dude, that's all right. All that shit went right over my head.
Well, there's two Sidisi. There's the undead vizier, which is the one that I run, which is the mono black one that exploits and has a demonic tutor, which is really powerful. And then there's the original Sidisi, which is three color forecasting cost, the Sultai one that mills when it enters the battlefield or attacks, and anytime you mill a creature, it puts a 2/2 zombie into play, which is the Sultai Reanimator is like one of their main engines.
Yeah, right. And
so Angelo thought I was talking about Sultai.
Not necessarily. I was actually thinking that you said Abzan, and like Abzan, there has been 4-color Abzan lists out there. And I'm using Abzan with air quotes because it's just for Sidisi. So
the one that's out there right now is it's a 4-color, but it's pretty much a Sultai that splashes red for a Tarka, which is strong with Whip for sure.
Very.
which is it's interesting, but no, like I said, Abzan control. It's just a really really resilient deck. Nothing really just wrecks it. And so that's why I picked that. Cause like I said, in this meta, you'll run into, we have Abzan control. We had green red devotion. We had somebody who's still on my Naya devotion list. And he was the one that was really gaming for me. You know, I saw his sideboard and he had like 2 or 3 windstorms, 2 plummets. And he was the one that was kind of like play dragons. And I was like, I don't know.
That's just funny. Come on, just play that Dragons deck. Please.
And then Xenophon was playing my friend Wayne's. It was like a Esper Mithrealized kind of tempo. I would classify it as. It plays Mithrealized and Monastery Mentor and then a lot of, removal, draw, and sweepers. And then I think it runs a couple Ojutai as well. He did really well. I think he lost to the guy I ended up playing in the finals. And he was undefeated before that, and I think he won his last match as well. So the metagame was all over the place, so I just picked a deck that I figured was good against everything.
Yeah, it worked. Absolutely really good. Like, it didn't get any worse. It didn't get much, much better, but it's still, like, one of the top 3 or 4 decks in the whole format, I would assume.
It's pretty damn good. I definitely suggested if you're a mid-range player and you don't know what kind of meta game you're going into, I would suggest a deck like that.
Yeah, it's a fine choice.
Yeah, it's proactive. It has good answers to everything. So
fuck that. Yeah. I suggest going mono red.
Mono red.
It's figured out, Kevy.
That's what Zen was gonna play was that mono red list that you had, but
I had it locked in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sucks too because I fucking like Sarah made sure and like locked like every door before we left to go camping. Otherwise, I just said swing by and go get it. But yeah.
No worries.
I went camping instead and I fucking tried to die in a fucking lake at some point.
That's always a good idea.
Solid.
Apparently, you failed.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job at dying. No, one of the things I realized is that, like, dude, when you have zero fucking body fat like me and you have no meat on your bones, don't go in cold water. It's a bad idea.
You think?
Yeah, it was not good.
Science!
We were on this fucking...
You also stink.
Yeah, there's that. I don't float for nothing. We had this sweet ass raft thing and fucking Jerome's just all, hey, I'll pull you guys out for a little bit. So like, I'm laying on this raft and fucking my wife and Jerome's wife are laying on this fucking raft, just chilling, drinking. We got a little ice chest on there and fucking then Jerome was like, the plan was he was going to pull us out a little ways and then like hop on and hang out and drink with us and just hang out. But then Jerome was a little bit tipsy anyway, so he's just like, fuck that, and swam us across the lake. Like, Lake Diaz is not a very big lake, but he literally just swam us from one side to the other. He's like, I could do this. And he just got this fucking idea in his head. So we get to the other side of the fucking lake, planning on, like, the normal afternoon winds that come up at Lake Diaz to, like, you know, just take us back across. Yeah, it's like mirror glass, the whole fucking lake. Not a fucking ounce of wind, not an ounce of current, not an ounce of anything. It's like, well, fuck. And we see all these clouds coming over the fucking mountains, and so now the sun's gone. Jerome's like, well, as long as I stay, like, you know, kind of acclimated to the water, I'll be fine. So I'm going to pull us back across, but instead of going straight across, I'm going to go around the edge so I can kind of keep a foothold. That didn't work. And so we're going around the edge kind of, but he's still having to swim the whole fucking time because there's fucking, like, these, like, fucking, I don't know what the hell you call them, fucking, like, these weed things that come in a ways. So he couldn't get close enough to the shore to, like, get a foothold. So about a quarter of the way back, I start to realize Jerome's not talking very much anymore, and he's real fucking quiet, and he's not moving nearly as fast. And I was like, damn, that motherfucker looks cold. And I kept telling him, I was like, I'd get in and help if you want. And he's like, don't. There's no fucking point. I'm already used to the water. I'm like, fuck, that water's cold. And then at one point, I was like, all right, I can't let my fucking homie go out like this. So I jump in the water. It's cold as fuck. So I was like, okay, I can deal with this. I can acclimate my body to it. So I'm fucking kicking and pushing. I'm like so out of shape, it's not even fucking funny. And I'm freezing my fucking balls off. By the time we finally made it back to fucking our camp and fucking came dragging the fucking raft up onto the shore, like, I dragged that shit up onto the fucking shore. I walked straight to the camper and stripped naked and fucking dried off. And then I had to spend like 45 minutes under a down blanket with my wife fucking wrapped around me trying to, like, get my body temperature back up and stop my limbs from, like, shaking uncontrollably. I was like, I'm never getting in fucking cold water again. This is fucking terrible. Like, I probably would have drowned if we had to go another fucking 40 yards. It was no bueno. So, yeah. So I don't like getting in cold water. It's no good. No good for me.
I take cold showers, man.
Oh, dude, fuck that. Like, my shower, like, I can't get it hot enough at times. I can just turn the cold water off and just run straight hot water once my body kind of gets used to it. And I'm still like, this isn't quite hot enough. My body's used to it now.
No, man.
It's weird. Yeah. I'm like a fucking reptile. Like, my shit, I'm cold-blooded. I'm just warmed up by outside influences.
I live too far north. The cold is a friend, man. As long as it's not snow.
Hey, used to that shit.
Fuck yeah.
I think I'm also, like, on top of it, I'm just a giant pussy is what it really comes down to. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Yeah, I like it comfortable. I guess I'm the weirdo here that likes normal temperatures.
I just like it being normal. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, when it gets hot, I complain, too. I'm right in your boat. Like, I'm not too hot, not too cold. I'm fucking good.
Pussy.
Yup.
Absolutely. You've never lived until you're taking a shower and can't feel your toes.
Shit, that is no bueno.
It's about mental and physical conditioning, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really about not paying the gas bill.
Oh, about that shit.
I don't know about that life.
Oh, I do.
What a dichotomy of people we have on this show here.
I know, this shit's going to get weird.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Hey, but it'll be fun, regardless.
It should be.
The fuck else do we have to talk about? We've got lots of shit to talk about, I'm sure.
Eco-friendly magic packs.
Eco-friendly magic packs. Suck a dick.
Yeah, I think we covered it.
I'm glad that was the Modern Masters spoiler they decided to hit us with.
Yeah, no shit. I'm fucking convinced that they don't want us to know what the cards are. They're just all, no, we ain't telling you. Like, here's a couple, that's it. Fine, fucking deal with it. Show up to Vegas. Like, they already, like, aren't they already, like, past fucking the Las Vegas registration?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
5K.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, at this point, do they really need to even tell anybody what's in the fucking Modern Masters packs? Because you motherfuckers already gave them your money. Like, you're already going to Vegas for this shit. So they know, they're like, dude, we could just stop here with the spoilers and not say shit until everybody opens the packs that weekend and fucking be good with it. It is kind of odd, though, that we still don't have shit for, like, origin spoilers and fucking barely anything for Modern Masters. Like, I could be wrong. Is it just the way I'm seeing it? Or is, like, this way later in the game than normal for, like, spoiler season?
No, it generally happens, like, we'll start seeing more in the next, like, week. They start, like, a month out, generally.
Yeah, it's usually weeks before the pre-release they start putting them out. And then over 2 weeks, you get all of them.
Right, right.
And then there's a week wait before the pre-release so you can figure out how you're going to do your thing and then...
Okay. Maybe it's just because, like, we're just anticipating Modern Masters for so long and we know it's coming. That maybe that's why it seems like we've gone forever without any sort of anything.
Either that or the fact that over the past few years, it seems like every week they've put something out. Like, there's always a spoiler, it seems like. And they've actually been quiet recently.
Yeah, that's true.
I did put out Vidillion Click today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing is they, like, now, you know, maybe this is kind of the start of it. Like, you know, we had jack shit forever for Modern Master spoilers. And then, like, now, okay, cool. They're starting. They put out Vidillion Click today. Maybe we'll get a couple more this week, and then it'll start the ball rolling.
That mat swap is going to be a logistical fucking nightmare.
So, wait, somebody that knows about this more than what you just told me in the pre-show, like, so what the fuck is the deal? They just came out and said, like, since nobody likes the fucking Edge champion mat, you can trade it for this one, or...
I don't know whether that's... I think that that's the way it is, because that Edge champion mat was universally hated.
Right.
So exactly what they said on Twitter, I believe, they said that the Vendillion Click playmat art is the side events playmat. Anyone that wants to trade their Etched Oracle playmat in can obtain one of the Vendillion Click side event mats.
So if your IQ is higher than your shoe size, please switch in your mat.
Please swap it out.
Depends on how much your time's worth.
That's kind of a cool way to do it. Like, from Wizard's point of view, like, that's them not necessarily having to admit we made a terrible fucking mistake making this fucking Edge champion mat. But what we'll do is now we're going to mass print the side event mat because we know nobody likes the fucking main event mat. And then give them this option just in case. But they don't have to come out and be like, oh, all right, well, we released the fucking GP Vegas mat and everybody hates it. So we just decided to make a different mat. Like, this is them kind of sidestepping it a little bit and being like, oh, well, this is the fucking side event play mat. And they're just going to make sure they have enough of them to cover everybody in the building.
Yeah. It's funny because now they're going to hire, like, a whole staff just for trade-ins.
Uh-huh. Well, no, I heard somebody – this is not from, a confirmed tweet that I saw, but I think somebody was saying that there's only going to be, like, a window for exchanging it, which is going to be, like, hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No. So you're going to have to hire a staff to go trade in all you and your friends' fucking playmats.
I mean, that's being taken care of.
I like it. I like the way you do business, sir. Just be like, all right, we got a couple of fucking members of the SVU. They're going to go fucking stand in line with 30 fucking mats on each arm. Just all here. I need to switch these out.
We're going to give them suit jackets and notarized documents. Send them on their way.
I like it.
We'll all be at the house getting drunk.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of responsible people swapping our mats for us.
Yeah.
I like it. Sounds like a great idea.
It'll be worth it, man. There's a fucking grotto.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that house looks sick.
So sweet.
Yeah. It's.
Well, did you... You guys have seen the new one, right?
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure. Yeah, I know you were involved. I wasn't sure, David, if you had gotten in on
that. No, somebody tweeted it out.
No, JR messaged me. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought Marcel might. He tweeted out the picture of the playground. That's right.
Yeah.
No, JR messaged me about it.
Yeah, there was the conversation we had with, like, reevaluating the house situation due to political fuckery on the. On the renter end,
Holy shit. No. I'm reading what the times are for that, Matt. The exchange is only going to be Sunday from 7 a.m. to noon.
Yeah, no chance I'm alive.
Nobody in the SVU is going to be there to exchange our mats. That sucks.
Probably be like hanging off.
There's some people, maybe make day two, that are, but.
Yeah, but they're going to be playing and shit, aren't they? Like, if you're not hungover on the fucking couch or hanging off the banister or something fucking at the house, it means you made day two and you're there to play. And not there to fucking exchange like 100 people's fucking mats. We might have to have somebody fucking drive the day two players to the event with a trunk load of fucking historical play mats.
The new house is like way closer to the strip. Like, we're close. It might even be like, I'm hoping. If my map skills are correct, I think it should be within like a 20-30 minute walk, hopefully. So that's not like,
like a Montreal super close.
A Montreal walk. But you know, if it's not like abusively hot out, that could be cool.
Yeah, it is going to be fucking the end of May in Las Vegas, so it's going to be abusively hot out.
Last one was like,
if you're a 20-minute walk from the strip, then that's fucking still way better than where we were last time with the, you know, like being at
$100 round trip.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fucking ridiculous. But the fact that we're closer is definitely going to help things out a lot. And then there's also some talk that we might have a little shuttle thing going on. Fucking Scott from Sign and Blood and I have been talking a little bit about that. A little bit of a shuttle system going on, maybe. So that would be cool too, so that we're not having fucking, people aren't having to take cab rides back and forth. Like, when I'm too hungover to fucking play Magic and I'm like, fuck this, I want to go back to the house and take a fucking nap, I can do that without spending $1 billion and then realizing, fuck, I can't even go back to the fucking event site because that's going to cost me another $1 billion. I'll just have to wait for them. Like, might have some shit running back and forth and back and forth, taking people from, the event site to the free house.
There's also rumors and postulation about like very, very near the site hotel room that may or may not be set up as a
VIP lounge,
a lounge of sorts as such per se. It might exist, but it might not exist in your lexicon, listeners. I'm sorry.
It may not exist. Oh, I love it. There's actually quite a few fucking things happening in Vegas. And
there's going to be so,
like,
many.
Just the list of events that, like, I mean, not even to do with the actual main event or the side events.
You know what I really look forward to?
What's that?
All the shit that I'm not invited to, because I'm just going to tell them how much better the time I had was. It's going to be great. Yeah.
No, I can't wait for this fucking, this endeavor. It's going to be, the first one was fucking awesome. This one, I think everybody's kind of making sure that this one's going to be even better.
And it's going to be great, because the
amount of time that we're going to be there is like, Portland was fun, but it was like, all right, cool, and then we're out. But those few extra days is, you know, makes it so that we can have a fun night or two where we can just get retarded, drunk, and fucking belligerent, do dumb shit, have a good time, and then actually spend some time with the fucking boys and fucking play some Magic for real. And I'm looking forward to actually playing some Magic cards.
I'm glad Portland scared us all so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because now Vegas, I feel like Vegas is going to actually be like way more chill than it was if Portland hadn't been so fucking crazy.
Had we not had Portland to teach us a lesson and to have, you and I be reprimanded by people.
Like, I'm glad that I, didn't leave, Portland with a neck tattoo.
I got reprimanded by a few of my friends and was told, look, I mean, we're here to have fun, but not, that kind of fun.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And so,
Kevin, not everybody likes our fun, man.
I know. I know. But see, this is what's great. We can have, a night or two of that kind of fun with the right kind of people, but then we can spend the rest of the weekend having a good time instead of, Maddie being all, well, I wanted to hang out with you. I flew from Canada to fucking Oregon, and I barely got to see you because you were hammered the whole time. Like, you know, I actually
don't
spent time.
Let Papa Studios' dad guilt trip you out of having fun, Kevin.
Oh, like I'm going to be guilt tripped out of having fun. Like, no. I still guarantee you, like, my genitals will come out more than once in the weekend.
Can I change my living arrangements?
Trust me, Dave, it's not okay.
He's just going to walk into the room late at night, all hammered, look at you and go, "You're the asshole I've been looking for."
No, I know way better than that. I've seen what happens to people break their dick out in front of Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's smarter decisions to be made there.
Well, Kevin's that drunk.
Well, you know, I like to...
Before David has to...
I like to get really, really, really drunk and party and hang out, but I don't whip my dick out at parties. So, you know, I do grapple, though. So, you know, we could do that. We could.
That's fine. Just don't have your dick out.
Just don't get your dick out and everything.
But, like, just to fuck with you, like, I might get, like, a dildo. Just be like, ha-ha, it was a trap.
I'll touch your zipper. I can't wait to see Slick come walking in from the backyard with just this fucking dildo stuffed in his mouth. He's like, I thought it was going to be funny. But... Fucking underwear over his head, like high school wedgie style, and a dildo shoved in his mouth. And he's just like, oh, man. I thought somebody was at least going to videotape it.
Somebody better have the phone out for that.
Oh, dude, there's going to be lots of cameras in Vegas.
Oh, man, me and JR are going to go around breaking cameras and screaming no new friends. That's going to be our MO. We're going to be like, me and JR are going to be like the two divas on a reality show.
No! No!
And then the next shot will just be like somebody in a distance of like, and it'll be me and JR talking like really calmly about like, how, like, people shouldn't be filming shit here. And then one of us will notice, and it'll just be, like, a cops-esque video of just us just, like, running after someone and just fucking destroying their camera.
JR and Slick are going to be the divas. They're, like, no new friends. And, like, that's them for the weekend. Yet I'm going to be, like, the fucking drunk broad on Girls Gone Wild that's just trying to get all the cameras to see all of my shit at the same time. Take my pants off, like, and then those guys are going to be like, no, don't film me. I don't want this shit out there for posterity. I'm like, you can look at my dick all you want, it'll be fine, I promise.
Like, I think, like, somebody on Twitter tonight, I think it might have been, like, Robot, but he said, like, we should set up like on like a live stream, like a reality show-esque like confession booth. And, like, I feel like Kevin would be in there like 2.5 hours a day, just like
just performing the helicopter in front of the camera.
Guys, I'm gonna go hit the confession room, wave my dick around
about
for an
2 hours later. About 2 hours later, I'm wrapped in a towel and I'm crying, just fucking stretched up on the floor. And then about an hour after that, I'm back in there helicoptering again. Like, you see the full range of emotion that's happening. You got people like last minute.
Enrico Travels is just on Twitch crying. Like,
to actually have people show up with that.
I don't think he's gonna be the only one, but.
I ain't watching that confession room.
I will feel
you're
like
you're gonna go in and it's gonna be sticky all over the walls too.
Are those tears or aww?
Yeah.
Taste it and find out.
I don't want.
So many people have left that room.
I can't wait to see, because of our live streaming, like, how many people actually just fucking last minute flight or go to the airport and sit on standby to get to Vegas to come hang out. And how many people actually leave Vegas early. Because let's see if it balances out. People that are like, this looks like too much fucking fun. I don't care. I'll pay the $1,500 for a flight to Vegas. And the other people that are like, oh man, I need the fuck out of here. I know it's only Thursday night, but I need to go. I need to get out of this state as fast as I can.
That was how I felt when we left Portland, man. I'm hoping not to feel that way when I leave Vegas.
Oh, dude, I'm never going to Oregon again.
Yeah.
I mean, my fucking in-laws live in Oregon, and I don't think I'm ever going to visit them again because I don't want to be in that state anymore.
Yeah.
it was that point where we went too far.
Yep. Well, you live and you learn.
That does tend to happen when you're hanging out with Slick.
Yeah. I have an effect on people.
I don't think much learning happens when you hang out with Slick.
No.
Not a lot of learning.
A lot of living, not a lot of remembering or learning.
Not a lot of learning.
Listen, man, you catch me at like 8:45 on like a Tuesday morning in a coffee shop, you might be able to learn something.
Maybe.
But at an SVU weekend, take your chances elsewhere. Yeah. You're better off learning with JR because like he's so like next level drunk that like. Yeah. He'll tell you profound life shit while he like and we won't even remember it.
Yeah, well, one eye's rolling back into the back of his head. He'll tell you how to go up a tax bracket in your life, like step by step.
Exactly, that's the kind of real shit. Like
he's just all check this out. Step one, do this shit. Step two, do this. And then he'll fall asleep, wake back up, and try to wrestle you. So
yeah, no, that's like very real.
Real ass shit.
That is JR.
He's got the profound backhanded leg sweep trademarked. Where it's like you posture like
leg sweep.
Like yep. it's all a joke, man. Like, JR will he's like got like a drunk wobble and he'll put his left leg like far in front. And like dip his hand low and then just like look away. It's like a no look leg sweep almost. And it's so, and it's executed so slowly. He's just like, oh God, Portland was so fucked up.
Yeah, it was. Hey, like the only redeeming qualities from Portland is like Portland's fucking mantra is keep Portland weird, and we kept that place weird as fuck while we were there as tourists. So, yeah, we did our job.
Yeah, we might have scared some people.
You scared quite a few people.
Yeah, that's.
Fair. But anyway, moral of that story is we're not gonna do any of that shit in Vegas. We're just gonna have fun and get drunk. Lots of fucking cube drafts. Lots of booze cubing. You know, which will bring us into the fucking little updates on the fucking booze cube contest we got going on. But, yeah, Vegas is going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, most of you, if you can make it, are, you know, planning on being there. And the ones that, like, aren't going to be there, it's not because you're like, oh, that's probably going to suck. It's because you can't for whatever reason.
It's because it cost way too much fucking money for me to fly across the country.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, there's reasons you can't be there. It's not like, oh man, I was thinking about going to Vegas and I got all this money, but like, it sounds like it's going to be a lame ass party, so I'm not going.
Right.
Like, everybody knows that, you know, go if you can. If you can't, we'll try to stream as much of it as possible. I know Marcel was mentioning shit like that, getting some streaming going. Whether it be of events, like we tried that last year. We kind of did, or last year. I keep saying last year, 2 years ago, whatever. Yeah. We were streaming the Booze Cube stuff. It didn't quite work out. We even had fucking Ruben Bressler doing fucking commentary, but it didn't fucking work, which would have been awesome. But, you know, with the one camera set up, you know, it didn't quite work. But, you know, here we're 2 years later and people know a hell of a lot more about streaming and fucking, you know, Marcel is a fucking audio video genius. So we'll actually have some shit going on, you know, and I know we've done a lot of talk, which I'm sure we can try to nail down. This is another thing that's sweet about having such a long weekend is like, we've talked about this before at these fucking big outings and events and stuff we do where it's like we want to try to get together. Because a lot of the podcast personalities and stuff like that are going to be together in the same place and try to do like a big super cast or, you know, just something like that. But it never ends up happening because by the time we like, you know, you get there, everybody gets settled, there's so much going on, and then like you don't have that much time through the weekend, you know, you gotta get a little bit of sleep, you do some partying, you play some magic, and then it's all over. So what's nice about having so much time of us all being there is like I think this time we actually can get together and maybe get, you know, a fucking big task going on
you know, for an hour or two, or get, you know, have one of those whole, like, yeah, we can have people that are sitting around at home fucking jump on and fucking bullshit with us for a little while and record the whole thing. You know, we've done, casts like that before where we, you know, invite people in, you know, a couple at a time and have them stay for 10, 15 minutes and then bounce them off the cast and get to the next ones. So I really hope we can actually nail something like that down this time, so those people that can't be there can fucking at least check in and fucking say hi, see what's going on. And just because they're going to all be there at the same time anyway. I mean, it's not – like this time it's not even just like us. Like, oh, you know, the SVU, you know, like group of cast and people that we're all kind of friends with. But, I mean, shit, like everybody's going to be there. It's fucking Vegas too. Like there's going to be a lot of fucking people there. And shit, Robot Large is going to be there. Fuck, Proxy Guy is going to be there. Like some of these people we haven't got to fucking spend time with, hang out with, like ever. You know, and there's a bunch of other people from different casts, you know, all the Brainstorm guys are going to be there. Most of them fucking, I don't know how many of the A-Team guys are actually making it. They were all at one point going, but I think that fell down to like maybe KYT and Schofield, but like those guys be there, you know, fuck, Aaron Campbell's going to be there, fucking, you know, like just all sorts of people from the community. So the fact that we'll all be there at the same time, it'd be nice to get some shit going on with everybody. But that being said, Vegas isn't this coming weekend, so we can probably leave that fucking that situation alone for a little bit and move into, we've got our fucking Booze Cube contest that there's been some fucking ridiculous cards. I'm already fucking stoked for this contest.
Yeah, like, no, there's a lot of really, really awesome cards. Yeah, I think it's going to be impossible to just come up with a far and away like winner. It's going to be freaking crazy.
I think that we may end up going, and now this is something we still have to sit down and talk with Maddie about to figure out exactly what we're going to do as far as, you know, whether we're doing – I don't think we're going to do a clear-cut winner this time. I think it's going to have to be like a top five kind of thing, like maybe a top five and then a fucking – you know, top 10 or some, you know, or like, and then five more like runner up kind of thing or something along those lines, because there's already been so many sweet ass cards. And especially because, you know, the one thing I wanted to be careful about is like, man, I don't want to have people just fucking throwing a ton of cards in there. But I also do want to see like, you know, I don't want to limit everybody to one card. And so, you know, it was asked a couple times, like, hey, you know, can we do multiple submissions? You know, Booze Cube had said, like, yeah, as far as, like, for consideration into the Booze Cube, yeah, I'm fine with that. You know,
yeah, just do one formal submission for the contest.
And maybe that's what we're going to have to do to kind of whittle it down, because there's been a few people, like Reserve List, some of the shit that he's fucking doing. Bruce Lee is fucking, like, that guy's had like fucking what, 6 or 8 fucking awesome cards so far, you know, and we're a week into the fucking 2 weeks of the contest.
Fucking Bruce has been doing it since the last contest.
I know.
Don't let him fool you. That asshole has been sitting in his fucking troll cave and like, just churning out Booze Cube cards. Yeah. Waiting.
But dude, there's been some really fucking good. And
oh, like, dude, he killed it, man. Those are great. Like the, what's the Fortress one?
Oh my god, that the shit is
Fortress of Kick-Ass.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fucking great, man.
I do want to I need to pull some of these up because I do want to go through, like, I just mentioned a few of these that have been done so far that just fucking blow my mind. It, like, it cracks me up, the shit that these people have, like, already come up with.
I know I got mine in my head, but I got to find someone to actually put it onto a card for me because I don't know how to do that shit.
Oh, dude, fucking hit up the fucking SVU, man. Just be like, oh, hey, anybody.
I just did.
What, the joke's on you, Kevin. He just did.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch. I'm assuming they're going to listen to this.
I'm already running slow. Oh, no, none of this is actually ever reaching air. We're not.
Oh, damn.
This is just a placeholder so me and David stay in practice.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. We're going to get rusty.
Hold on. Let me fucking. God damn it. Yes, I'm probably just going to go to fucking like my Twitter notifications for today because, oh my god, there's been some of them fucking. And what's cool too is there's some that have just blown me away out of the fucking blue, but then there's some of them that are just really sweet, fucking functional, good cards. for the booze cube.
Here's my question about the booze cube. How is there not a mechanic called beer muscles yet where you, like, you drink two and put a plus one counter on target creature?
See, it's just too easy. That's like, broken. And part of it is, like, when you look at the booze cube, like, you know, or it, even if you look at the whole set and you see what's going on there, yeah. It, like, there's a lot of things that, like, you'd think work well. You know, with the general theme of everything that's going on and shit. And then when you start playing, you realize just how powerful shit gets. If you're just like, oh yeah, you know, like something like that, I'd be like, all right, cool. Fucking, I'm going to swing through, you know, your beer muscles or whatever. Be like, okay.
Well, you can put tap creature on it as well. You know what I mean? Like tap target creature.
Or like +1/+1 can only be done like once a turn.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing that you have to put some sort of limit on those cards because that's what I found.
But, yeah,
dude, you give me a
any of those open-ended cards. Any of those open-ended cards that they're just far too powerful. Mm-hmm. Like people just drink like nuts, then go vomit their brains out, but they won that game. So
yeah, then they just fucking smash for the game. And the thing is like
it leads to those moments in the bathroom where you're just puked all over the place and you're sitting in a yellow sweater, going, "I fucked up."
If you're not experienced enough, that's going to happen. Or if you just feel like having really big fun one night, that's going to happen.
JR is there to hold my hair.
Like, because when some of these booze cube board states turn into, like, fucking ridiculous EDH board states where you've got, like, fucking, you know, four or five people fucking playing. The game's been kind of reset a couple times already. You're fucking an hour into drafting and 2 hours into playing, and then some asshole can just hammer down a few fucking shots or hammer down a few fucking drinks and an open-ended card and kill everybody. And it's just like, oh, you son of a bitch, it's not fair! And,
Getting to it, I might as well just spew it on here. So here's my card idea, right? Yes. Wild Turkey, 1 green. 1/1. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tap Wild Turkey, drink 2, put a +1/+1 counter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the card. It's just a simple, it's like a functional Chronomaton reprint.
Right. So you can just fucking tap it down. And that's the thing that, like, that matters is tapping it down.
Right.
Like, you know, being able to open end is just fucking like a mana ability where you just fucking keep drinking and making it bigger.
Yeah.
But yeah, tap it down like that. And that's like, I personally would say, like, that's a good card, except for, I mean, it falls to the same fucking problem as anything else like that. Like, you can spend all the time in the world fucking, like, taking that thing up and then somebody's all, burp, it's dead.
Yeah, but it's not a fine functional card in a draft.
Yeah, exactly. It is definitely functional. Yeah.
My feedback would be for that card, Angelo, would be to go less, like, Chronomaton or whatever and go more, like, Figure of Destiny, where, like, you can do, like, one of the abilities once a turn and then, like, it's, like, drink 2, drink 10, then, like, take a shot.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I think maybe make it a level up creature.
Yeah, like level it up.
I can see like level up, but
drink a couple, it turns into like a 2/2 or a 3/3, and then like chug a beer, it turns into like a 4/4 first strike or whatever you decide to make it, and then like its final one be like take a shot and chug a beer, turns into some giant wild turkey.
Yeah, the reason I thought of the way I thought was just, like, you know what? Like he said last week when he was...
You're thinking,
like,
too small, Angelo. You're thinking too small.
Put in rares and mythics, and it's just like a functional uncommon.
No, and you're absolutely right. That is one of the big things that, like, we're looking for in this one is exactly that. Shit that's not a giant fucking bomb, you know, a big rare mythic that's going to fucking end game. But just something that's just
still playable in a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my submission is going to be a functional reprint of Wooly Thaktar. Like that, like that's it.
What that card does.
It's a 3-mana 5/4.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome, man.
It costs Naya, so it costs green, white, red, and it's just a 3-mana 5/4.
Oh, and that's another thing that sucks too about the boost cube is, like, I'm really liking seeing some of these come through that are like these triple color spells, but that's one thing that, like, oh man, it's so hard to fucking really get into those when you're drafting the booze cube, because, like, the fucking mana fixing is not great. I mean, there's some shit to do it, but the mana fixing is not great. And so it's really hard to get into fucking three colors. Or like, I mean, not hard to get into three colors. You almost have to get into three colors, but to, like, pick a card that pins you into three colors is kind of a bitch. And so, as far as functionally in the booze cube, that's one of the things that, like, I try to stay away from. Like, and I mean, if it works with the card, and like, there's certain situations where it's going to be fine. But like, one of the things, I mean, I don't know about you guys with your experience playing it, but like, you know, you're almost always going to end up in like three colors in Booze Cube unless you just draft really well or things go right. But when like taking those cards that are fucking like two colors is fine, but like taking something that pins you into three colors is real fucking iffy.
I, you know what, this leads me into like the card that I've been thinking about for a while, and I don't think there's any way, like, you know, I can submit a card, but like, why is there not a like mana confluence / you know, City of Brass type effect? Just call it Liquor Store and then like drink one, tap, add one mana of any color to the mana pool.
I want to say he's got something similar to that. I know he's got like a set of what do you call it? Like fucking not colorless lands, but like fucking like, well, like a set of fucking non-basic lands that are in there. There's like Sixth Street. There's like fucking the Clam from fucking,
There's that.
I know he's got, like, I know he's got those in there, but I don't, they've got those, like he's got the dual lands in there, but then he's also got like a cycle of lands that like Sixth Street, they're all like colorless lands that do different types of shit like that. And I want to say he's got one that goes like that taps for multiple colors, but I haven't played with it enough with those ones in there to have seen them enough. And I'm usually pretty hammered when I play fucking Booze Cube, so I forget half the shit that's in there anyway.
Well,
but yeah, you're right. That is definitely, there's definitely like, there's probably room for that shit, even like for another one of them anyway, because of the fact that like, you know, color fixing is kind of a bitch in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's my big thing with the Booze Cube is you're very reliant on just basic lands.
Mm-hmm. You've got like, in the second version, he did like the dual lands, or like they're basically like shock lands. He's got, well, no, those don't even fucking help you with color. He's got those, the first set of like different lands that he did, like in the original set, are awesome. Like they're like first pick fucking draftable fucking lands. Those are the ones where you like fucking, it taps for whatever fucking color it is, but then fucking if you drink, it'll tap for two. So like yeah, it automatically, yeah, you can tap for fucking two with that land.
Yeah, those ramp you, but they don't color fix.
Right, so. they don't fix any color. So yeah, like he's got, you know, there are, I think, a couple random lands that, or one or two random lands that might help color fix, and then the rest of it is you're reliant on basic lands or those like the shock lands, and that's it. So yeah, you're right. Maybe that needs to be, especially because he was talking about, you know, deficits in the cube, places like that, you know, need to be exactly filled, kind of thing. Yeah. I get you.
Just see,
it took me like 10 minutes to just come back around and agree with what you said.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
Yep. As long as you got there.
That's how it's, this is what we call filling up time. Oh. No, there's like, a, what
like,
do you guys,
did you guys see the Mary Fuck Kill?
Wait, what?
Well, there's like the Mary Fuck Kill card that somebody just posted that one, but that's like you said, that's a tricolor card, which I think it should be, like, that's a really, really powerful effect.
Exactly, that one, because it's three colors, or because it is powerful, like,
yeah, you want that mana constraint on there. And then, like, the other one that, like, the art is badass, the effect is really cool, is the, cursed bottle.
Oh, yeah, the fuck, it has the Kraken bottle on it.
Yeah, with the tentacles all over it. I know it's like, you know, it's just kind of like the Jinxed Idol. It's, you know, you have to, you take damage, but instead of taking damage, you take drinks, and then if you sacrifice a creature, you can pass it off to somebody else.
Right.
So whoever owns it has to keep taking drinks, but then they can sacrifice a creature to throw it, like essentially give it to your opponent, and that's like a cursed bottle instead of Jinxed Idol. I thought it was pretty cool.
I like that. That one's good. And that, like, the Mary Fuck Kill one was good. Like that, the one you were talking about, it's Grixis mana and one for an instant, and it says choose one, gain control of target creature until end of turn, untap that creature, gains haste until end of turn, put a token on the battlefield that's a copy of target creature or destroy target creature. That's like way fucking powerful. but it's in, you know, especially at instant speed, but it's in fucking three colors, so that's a lot harder to get to in the booze cube. So that's definitely a good one.
Well, it's also, it also just says choose one, so it's not as powerful.
Oh, yeah, not all of them. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, choose one.
I think you said it. I'm just saying, like, it's not as powerful as it looks because that clause of you can only choose one. It's very versatile. It's kind of like the, you know, charms and, right, and the fact that if it did everything, it would just be busted. But the fact that it only does one, the power lies in the flexibility of the card.
Exactly. Absolutely agree.
I know, I'm a big fan of Damage Directs Blue Moon, non-basic lands or islands. I was like, yeah.
That one's so cool. The other really cool one is, I have to jump on this one, is Dublin Season.
Yeah, Dublin Season was fucking sweet. And flavor-wise, that works so well, too.
Exactly. So, and he's got an Oscar Wilde quote on there that's just all sorts of awesome. Mm-hmm. But that's our point. Like, there's so many awesome submissions for this. Like, it's going to be really, really difficult to just pick, you know, one or two winners.
Yeah, we're gonna figure out probably like a fucking, you know, a top three at least. And I know last time it was like one of the biggest problems. Like we were able to narrow it down. But it was like picking the winners, like what order the winners went in, because like the votes came down so fucking close. You know, there was like four of us voting on it, and it was like everything was fucking split like differently. Like there was like, you know, it was really hard to distinguish between like first, second, third, because they're so fucking good. And this isn't like, you know, a Magic tournament where it's like, okay, you won that game or that match, so you're first and this guy's second. It's like, oh man, these are both really good. Which one wins out over the other? So I feel like we're probably going to end up doing like a top three sort of thing. I know I've got some shit I'm figuring out as far as like prize wise goes, like some of my stuff. And then I was going to buy some stuff from fucking Face to Face, like to throw into the fucking prize pool. We'll get into that next week. I also talked to Kelly at Face to Face Toronto, and they're going to donate some shit for the prize pool. And then, you know, whatever David and Maddie have going on that they want to get involved in, and we're going to get some prize stuff together. It's just been kind of a pain because it's – as we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for prizes, then, like, Maddie's on the road with a client right now. Or, I mean, he's got Mexican spider babies in his belly. So contact with him is kind of hard right now. And so we'll get it figured out. We'll nail down exactly what we're going to do with prizes and with structure, but like all that you, the listener, have to focus on is making awesome fucking booze cube cards. And yet again, like aside from our contest and winning anything in our contest, is like anything that comes in as a submission that is a good card for the booze cube and fits and works well, it's going to end up going in the next Booze Cube expansion anyway. So it's going to live on forever. At least at my house, it's going to live on forever.
Yeah, seriously. Some of these ones, if they don't make it, I'll just have to print my own.
Oh, yeah. I'm personally not entering because I'm still salty about the last one, but no big deal.
Salty about the last one.
Maybe you should make like a Morton salty card.
Maybe.
Oh god, and this
like the
is another
salt
one
and the lime.
Like that was like, that was literally, I think it was literally like the only episode of Heavy Meta that has ever been put out where I like didn't listen to the full one until like 6 months later. Like I was like legitimately upset. Like it was so real, man. I was on the Tilt-A-Whirl for a bit.
You're gonna have to make a legendary creature named Morton, and then, you know.
Yeah, man. If I could just get, like, art of, like, the Koopaling Morton just, like, sobbing uncontrollably under a streetlight. Like, that would be, like, if there's anybody out there that can, if I will enter the Booze Cube contest if somebody gets me the Koopaling Morton under a streetlight in the rain, just sobbing his fucking eyes out. That'll do it. With that inspiration, I'll make a card that is perfectly executed.
Look at all this salt.
And I'll probably just end up getting salty when I don't win again.
It's raining salt. Destroy target slug creature. Dude, that just reminds, like, this is one of my favorite, just little, like, just for little reasons, like, not necessarily my favorite car, but one of the favorite, like, submissions I've seen so far is that walk into a fire hydrant.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, destroy target dwarf.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It gets 1-1, but if it's a dwarf, destroy it, then point and laugh. And, like, the fucking the picture is just some random, what looks like a Canadian politician, just, you know, like, candidate's high and everything, just taking a fucking fire hydrant to the nuts. Like, it's fucking sweet.
Isn't that the, like, governor of Toronto or Detroit, like, what's his name? The guy that's
over Detroit,
one of those fucking mythical places.
I'm not sure. I've never seen this picture before.
It's the governor that, like,
one that was all like that mayor that was all whacked out on crack and shit,
cocaine. Yeah, yeah.
Mayor of Toronto.
I thought that was him.
Ford?
Yeah, Rob.
Okay.
Ford.
Yeah.
See, I was right. Toronto, that mythical place.
Yeah, that mythical place. No, that makes sense. And he looks like he's bending over a fire hydrant.
That place is, like, extra mythical when you're, like, really, really wasted and you're, like, walking to get poutine with Tony at, like, 2 in the morning. That's when Toronto is at its most mythical.
I can't even mock you.
It was most majestic and mythical.
Majestic and mythical.
Listen, don't fucking mock my rhetoric.
Oh, Morton is out early.
Yeah. Morton needs to drink more.
It's so funny because I actually, like, honestly, I, on my computer desk, like, I keep, like, an old school Morton Salt thing. I shit you not. Like, it's for the stream.
We should make, the Booze Cube card. It'll have to be like one of those, like, either like the Elbrus, the Binding Blade. It'll have to be like Morton's Salt Shaker. And then if you meet some sort of requirement, you flip it and it's like the big Morton Salt
Shaker. A giant Morton Salt Shaker. Like, nobody can cast spells for the rest of the game.
No, it'd be like a Morton Salt Shaker would be like,
flip the table and end the game. Nobody wins.
No. Yes. Morton Salt Shaker would be, players can only cast one spell per turn. The only music that can be played is Darude Sandstorm. Like, that's it, man. Everybody just gets so angry.
Oh my god. See, this is we need to be able to, well, you guys can submit cards, so there you go. There's your inspiration.
Yeah, there you go. You guys are set. now people are gonna be screaming, collusion! Yeah. Gattaca!
Yeah. Oh god, did you guys hear my voice break?
Yes, very much so. You sounded like a 12-year-old prepubescent boy there.
he really tried to let it loose for that.
I did. I tried to open up and it failed miserably.
Oh man.
So this was my point. Like, I can't get too excited. I'll just sound like ridiculous.
Nothing wrong with that. Kevin pulls it off every week.
Yeah, I sound ridiculous all the time.
That's the shtick.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, I can't play Magic or anything. That's why I'm here, is to sound ridiculous. David, why are you trying to, like, infringe
on
my
territory?
I'm
sorry. Maddie's not here. I don't know my boundaries.
I don't know where my boundaries are at.
Oh, no, man. It's pretty much anarchy over here.
Oh god, it's more than anarchy. This is me actually trying to be all, so guys, did anybody play any Magic this weekend?
I know, like, it's so adorable. It's like, after, like, my weird ass episode of Money Draft where, like, JR and I are sober and Jason Alt's fucking shit wasted. Come on, Heavy Meta, and Kemi's trying to drive the fucking show. This is like the most bizarre day of my fucking life. Like,
this is negative reinforcement. This is how we get Maddie to realize he's never allowed to miss a cast again.
I got some other ways we could do that.
Just be like, dude, I told you, like, I tried my best and it did not work. So.
Yeah, Slick was on and we can't put that out.
And he'll just have flashbacks to Portland and be like, yeah, you're right, it's a good thing you
know. Listen, man, there's a quote from JR that is a theme to Money Draft. It's just, if you're not just like a little bit afraid of who you've become, you're not really like doing it right.
That's how I've lived my life for so long. That is fucking sweet.
But, like, you should scare yourself a little bit. Like,
That is kind of profound. That's kind of how I look at sex. Like, if I'm not ashamed of myself when I'm done with the old lady, I didn't do something right.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I took a dark turn real quick.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, the best time you're going to have is when you walk away and you're just kind of looking at each other like, yeah, that happened.
Like, you mean after watching porno shame when you, like, they're like, what?
What? There's shame after watching porno?
No, like...
just leave the room and eat fast enough.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm just, like, you know, like, you're like, oh, like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I guess there's a little bit of shame when you, like, get done eating and taking your nap, and you come back in the room, you forgot to turn it off, and you're like, oh. Again, you might be like, oh, man, that's hot, and just knock another one out. It's a good Saturday afternoon. Like, you just roll back in, you're back at 12 o'clock again, and you're like, right on, let's do this all over again. You lost 3 hours of your life. You're just like, what the fuck happened?
Geez. Is it losing?
No, sorry. You lost 3 hours of your life, but you gained 3 hours to your story.
Yeah. You logistically chose to live life for 3 hours.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
3 hours.
That's that fucking, like, Aldous Huxley Brave New World shit.
Well, yeah, it's 3 hours. You plug one out, and then you go eat, and then you fucking take a nap, and then you roll back in and realize the porn's still on, and you start that process over again.
That's See, like, heavy, it. Like, unbeknownst to him, just described Brave New World. Like, he's like, you know, you just fucking jerk off, and then you, like, walk around, and you eat, and then you take a nap, and then your porn's still there, and you jerk off, and it's a fucking circle. You wake up in the morning and do it again. Oh, God. I wish I remembered more of the great quotes from that book right now. The Orgy Porgy. Orgy Porgy.
That book is fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the self-flagellation and...
Yeah, dude. I like Brave New World more than 1984, but I feel like there's like two camps of people. Like, I don't know.
I'm a fan of 1984.
Did you read Brave New World?
I didn't make it the whole way through it.
Really?
Yeah.
So but that's one to possibly revisit, man.
I will. I absolutely will. Yeah. On your recommendation, I will. But yeah, you know, if I get halfway through it and can't read it again, I'm going to hit you with it. I'm going to have to and just whip it at you and then leave.
you know, come on. We'd have a couple drinks after you hit me in the head. Like,
probably. I'm not driving to Philly in
a minute. Yeah, you're not going to leave. Yeah, like, you're probably going to go to the Italian market. Like, we're probably going to get some, like, cheese and meat and wine. And, like, yeah.
And the beer store is entirely too close to your house.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, man. It's like it's really fucked up. One day we'll get the Crest to Philadelphia. Yeah, that'll be a day.
We'll have to do that. And then I'm also thinking, like, I mean, shit, we could, like, we're only like 3.5 hours from Vegas. We're all going to be there for like a week. We should just do like day tours, like, to the Crest, just so people could see what the fuck we deal with on a daily basis.
Listen, man,
wake up Thursday morning and be like, oh, hey, let's just fucking drive to the Crest and we'll just go fucking raise hell in our fucking hometown. We'll just bring the whole SVU to fucking Just Imagine.
I've been to Lebanon, Missouri. And I picture Ridgecrest like Lebanon, Missouri, except for in the fucking desert.
Yeah, but without green.
Yeah, but like the same amount of meth and like crazy shit.
Probably more meth here.
It would be close.
Yeah, I don't know. It we'll have to fucking, we need to find a website that tells us who's got more meth.
Who's got more meth.com?
Yeah, who's got more meth.com?
GoDaddy.com. Go buy that site.
We've had movies made about our meth problem.
Oh, dude.
This is actually true.
About GoDaddy. One night, like, after we recorded Money Draft, like, apparently, like, JR and I stayed on Skype because Jason had to go to, like, a stand-up comedy gig or whatever. And, like, apparently ended up buying the domain name moneydraft.com, but, like, neither of us remembered doing it. And then, like, I ended up, like, getting, like, a recurring payment invoice from GoDaddy, like, a month later, and I was like, What the fuck is this? I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
I messaged JR. I was like, did we buy a domain name drunk one night? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, I didn't really remember it, but then you said it, and then I remembered it. And I was like, son of a bitch. I was like,
and I believe every fucking word of it, because last week when fucking JR was on our cast, I remember we got done, like, Maddie's all, I'm fucking tired, I gotta go to bed. David, I think, was in the same boat, and I was drunk enough that I was, like, in that state where I'm like, I wanna keep talking about shit. And Scott was hammered in the same boat, and so was JR. So we spent about 15 minutes, 20 minutes trying to, because we're all borderline retarded, like, trying to make a Skype call work between the three of us and couldn't figure it out. I remember talking to JR for a few, and, like, we're like, yeah, now we gotta get Scott back on the call. And then, like, I click over to the other call that Scott's on, and I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to get all this to work at the same time. And then I remember talking to JR again, and JR wasn't there anymore, but the call was still there, and JR was still kind of there, and then, like, I get it to fucking text message, or a direct message on Twitter from JR the next day, and he's just all, yeah, blah, 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 something about, like, the fucking house with Vegas. He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's like, I don't remember what happened at the end of the fucking cast. I think we were trying to have a Skype call together, but I don't remember it. I may have passed out. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you passed out because you just disappeared, but you were still kind of there on the call, and then I couldn't figure out how to make it work. And then I talked to fucking Scott for a little bit on the Boost Cube, Scott for a little bit about some random shit that neither one of us remembers. And then we got disconnected and couldn't figure out how to work it again. So I just shut my laptop and went inside. Like, this is a real thing that happens after fucking podcasts. Yeah. At least our type of podcasts. Like, maybe not, you know, I'm sure this isn't a regular occurrence for limited resources, but like, usually at the end of our podcast, Somebody still wants to have a conversation.
I'm low, yeah. I stopped listening to Limited Resources.
Oh, why's that?
And as a limited player, like, that pains me, but I did it on personal principle.
I see.
But no love.
But realistically, like, it's a lot of time for me to push a button that says unsubscribe, and it just keeps showing up on my phone.
Just keeps showing up, and I'm like, ah, fuck it.
Out of other casts, I might as well listen to this.
You know what, though? On that note, like, today I had that feeling, and, like, I rarely listen to Tap and Sack, but, like, I'm really good buddies with Celso, and
who is?
And yeah, that? And like,
is wonderful.
Because I don't listen to Tap and Sack regularly because I don't play Constructive Magic.
Right.
And I listened to it today and I was like, oh, fuck, man, these guys are doing a great job. Like, fuck. You know, not my content, but the way the show's executed was well done. So shout out to those guys.
Yeah, shout out to those guys. Oh, on that note, fucking, you know, shout out to fucking Direct Damage Cast, because they were actually like, I was going to have Casey and fucking Calvin come on tonight, but they couldn't make it, so that's why you guys are here.
Yeah. We're the second pick?
No, in all honesty.
You're doing this by yourself.
Yeah, listen, no, like.
In all honesty, I did hit them both up to see if they wanted to come on tonight, and unfortunately both of them couldn't make it and were crushed by it, because they both wanted to come on the fucking cast and couldn't, because they haven't been on. Well, Casey's been on the cast. Fuck, Calvin hasn't. And I was like, man, I want to fucking hook them up. We need a guest because Maddie's fucking gone. let's see, who could I get? And they're just like, both of them were like, oh man, I can't make it tomorrow. And I was like, all right, then I know who's making it tomorrow. And then I went through like a list of 14 other people, and then you guys showed up. No, I'm kidding.
Listen, man, you got to be careful with your signaling and counter signaling. Maddie's not here, man. I could place rhetoric in that could be very sly.
No, I got you. I got you guys on here because I realized, like I was saying before, like I realized, like, this is not the time to have random new guests on. This is the time to have motherfuckers that know what they're doing, like, on a podcast, because I know that I am not going to be able to fucking keep this ship afloat. Fucking David's dealing with one ear and a fucked voice right now. Like, I know that this whole ship could go down in flames if I don't get somebody on who knows what the fuck they're doing. So I picked you two. And I mean, you guys obviously know what the fuck you're doing. You know, Angelo Pet Imps fucking, you know, goddamn slick with that other fucking money thing.
I've got the important part. Don't worry about the rap.
Slick with money. Yeah, we don't care about the rap part.
Christ, I've had to have done, between guest appearance and actual, like, my shows, I've done at least 200 podcasts. Fuck, yeah. I've been doing this a while.
Yeah, it's crazy after you've been doing it. It just becomes like a second nature sort of thing. You're like, all right, cool. I'm going to sit down with my fucking buddies and fucking talk for a little bit. But then you start like, you know, you kind of have that, like, I know when I need to start directing conversation so this doesn't just get terrible. But then you get to come on heavy meta and it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
I've done like 12.
I love coming on here because I don't have to watch what I say.
David's done like 12 episodes. Yeah, you don't have to watch what you say. And also, like,
I have to watch what I say more.
And you're still given more magic content than all of us put together.
Right. And Slick's, you know, like, Slick still has not invited me on Money Draft. So, like, there's some contention there.
Shit. Fucking line drawn. Morton Salt. Get it.
I think we established the reason earlier. You don't have enough capital.
Yeah, this is true.
Exactly.
It's bad. Like, I invited Slick to my house.
Portfolio. I haven't been invited either. So.
Yeah. I know. I get it. Like, I invited Slick to my house.
I got invited on in the before or the after hours, whatever it was.
So check this out. Like, this year there's a GP in Pitt, right? And like when there's a GP in Philly, I just stay at Slick's house. So I'm like, Slick, you can stay at my house. And the closer the state gets, the more I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to make that poor man come live in squalor for a weekend.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Like, learn how it is in the ghetto.
Just fucking feed him ramen. Fucking like, yeah, even if it's not that bad, pay your friends to come over and just bang on the door in the middle of the night and act all weird and sweaty.
Act all weird and sweaty.
Just be all, hey, man, can I talk to you outside for a minute?
You act sweaty.
Oh god!
I'd be making voices and imitations right now, but it would be bad.
I'm trying to figure out how you act sweaty. You're either sweaty or you're not.
Come on, act sweaty, Paul.
Oh shit!
Take a shower, don't dry off, and then show up at my house. I talked to you for a minute.
Breathe real hard.
You act sweaty. You just missed yourself before walking up to the door.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, just make him piss himself. Like, put him up on an air mattress and just get one of them little blow up floaty fucking pool toys and just be like, hey man, I got your air mattress and everything. Don't worry about it. Like, only the best for my fucking friends. And just put the air mattress on the couch. Be like, here you go. God. Yeah, dude. Just give him the full ghetto treatment, like feed him ramen all weekend and like Miller Lite.
No chill.
No, I couldn't do that to anybody. Nobody's going to get stuck in my house drinking Miller Lite. God damn it. I spend my money in the right spot. I buy quality drink.
When Slick wakes up and he's just all, man, what the fuck happened last night? Well, don't worry about it, man. I'm cooking breakfast and everything. And just bring him a bowl of Cheerios. It's just like dry ass Cheerios. You're like, hey, like splash a little bit of milk, but just be like, oh, I mean, we can't use all of it.
Man, if you really want to get hood, you just got to have Cheerios and water, man.
Yep. Wait, you want some hot food? Let me microwave them Cheerios.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
spaghetti and ketchup type shit, man.
I guess, don't worry about it. I'll roll down to the store. I'll get you some milk. If you really want milk in it, only best for my fucking friends. And then just grab your shotgun and run out the front door. Like you're going out for fucking battle. You're like, nah, man, I'll go down to the corner store and get you some milk.
See, it's funny, like you say that laughing, but like just yesterday, my buddy got shot and killed, like on his way to dropping his kids off at school.
I saw that movie. That's fucking terrible. Yeah,
that's really fucked up.
Dude, that's where I live.
So, like, you can stay in the suite that I get in Center City, and then we can go to the convention center together.
So, hey, man, so do you want
to get another bed for you and the old lady, and you guys can stay with me.
I love my town.
Hey, at least you can be proud of it. Hey, I'm proud of Ridgecrest, dude. This place is fucking awful, but I'm proud of it.
Dude, you know what? Look, I've lived in the country. I've lived in a lot of places, you know, all over the country and shit. And so this little shitty rinky-dink town is never short of exciting. I mean, yeah. They busted Tommy Chong here. Like, it's in the documentary.
That's
fucking sweet.
It's nice. Hey, that's your claim.
Yeah. No, we have all kinds of claims, trust me.
I don't know, man.
Like, just a shitbag town in the middle of the fucking desert. It's got, like, no claim to fame except for, like, meth capital of fucking the world.
We're an East Coast town, so, you know, it's old.
Yeah, it's old.
We have years, you know.
Yeah, this town's been here since fucking World War II. That's it.
Yeah, ours is a lot older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was, like, where the country started.
Uh-huh. I know.
Wow. That's like we're getting into a town dick measuring contest.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I lived in Paris, Texas for 5 years, man. You want to talk about nowhere? You know, I've lived in Toledo, Ohio, and I've lived in South Jersey, and I lived in North Carolina.
Speaking of towns and shit, David, did you see that fucking, the Crest fucking booze cube card?
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I think that's from your yard. Like,
it's very, yes.
Like, judging by, like, where that's
motherfucker.
At.
Motherfucker.
I want to fucking see this card now.
That shit was, like, from, like, actually from your yard, but, like, that has to be from, like, your area in Ridgecrest. I was looking at that, like, I forget what fucking peak that is, you know, the one fucking that you see in the middle of the picture. And I was just like, oh, man, it, like, looking at Ridgecrest, like, that's got to be from, like, David's house or at least somewhere close to it.
You know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up? I'll DM you guys a name tomorrow. But, like, I told this guy that I work with, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm recording a show, and like, you know, it's one of my really good friends, so he like knows about heavy metal and all that shit. And I was like, yeah, like the I'm gonna be recording with the two bros from the Crest, and I said that out of nowhere, and he's like, the Crest? I was like, yeah, like they're from this like town in Cali called Ridgecrest, and he's like, oh yeah, like my brother-in-law's brother or something lives there. And I was like, well, he's like, yeah, I've been to the Crest before. I was like, what the fuck? And meanwhile, this is somebody that like I work with in Wilmington, Delaware. Like this is like,
it's fucking,
I was like, wait, what? Like,
that's one thing I've noticed about this fucking place though, as much of a fucking hole in the middle of the desert that it is, there's not so much that we have like claims to fame, like as a town, like fucking, you know, like Angelo was talking about, like there's so much shit that has come out of this town, and there's so many people that like know where this town is. It's fucking ridiculous. Like I mean, shit, like Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 is from here. Like he grew up here. He's like, you know, he's part of this town or whatever. But then there's like people that I've run into like all over fucking everywhere. I'm like, oh wait, yeah, I know where Ridgecrest is. That fucking town in the middle of the desert. Yeah, I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? They're like, oh yeah, so and so lived there. Blah blah. Fucking,
a lot of
there's been a bunch of movies, like here, a lot of movies get filmed around here, so we get random fucking shit like that come through here. Fucking,
you got a base there too, you know. So you
there's a lot of people that
years.
There's a lot of people that know about it because of like China Lake,
Shit, there's a random ass fucking, like, I don't know if you guys remember the band Static X. There's a random Static X video that they filmed, like, in this weird little spray painted shack that was, like, kind of an odd little landmark in Ridgecrest for a long time. It was just this, like, little tiny two room fucking building that was in the middle of a fucking desert lot that had been just spray painted over and over and over and over again. And it was just there forever and nothing to it. And, like, the Bad Habits album, my band's second album, like, we did all our fucking, like, the photography there for, like, the inlay of the fucking CD. And then we found out afterward, like, Static X filmed a video in that fucking shack. And we're like, we watched a video on YouTube, we're like, what the fuck, man? That's fucking crazy. That's just this weird little spray-painted shack in Ridgecrest. Like, all sorts of weird crap. And I'm sure there's, like, plenty of things that, like, most people can figure out from their towns. They're like, oh, this happened here, or that happened here, or so-and-so's from here. But for being a weird
I live in Philadelphia, man.
Well, whatever. Fuck you. Yeah, some presidents lived here, and yeah, there's, like, some shit that happened, you know. Like, there's a Liberty Bell, and yeah, fucking, like, fuck you.
Shit, you know, like.
I totally had a point for a minute too, and I don't even care about it anymore because fuck you. You live in Philly. I live in Richmond.
More small town people that listen to podcasts than assholes that live in huge cities, so they get the message. But to talk about business in, like, real cities, like Gumby, are you coming east, bro?
Yeah, I do plan on going to SCG or the Invitational in Jersey. So I gotta buy my tickets, and JR said I could stay with him.
You should weasel. We should talk a little bit after.
Everything like past fucking, I don't know, Iowa is like 3 hours apart, right?
No. No. Check this out. Me and Slick live in the same state. It's a 6 hour drive.
Yeah. Pennsylvania might as well be fucking California.
That actually drives me nuts because, like, everything's so fucking densely packed over there. I figured you guys were all like half an hour apart.
But, like, I'm 2 hours from New York, 2 hours from Baltimore. So, like, that's reasonable. Like, that's one of the, you know, like, I'm 6-7 hours from Boston. So, like, all those, and then 6 hours from Pittsburgh. Like, all those places are a day's drive.
Right.
You know, which is, that is a benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, and I mean, I get that. Like, California, it's not very wide. Like, you know, we can fucking go from, like, one side to the other in, you know, 4 hours. But then, like, you're talking tall. Like, I mean, it going from, like, L.A. to fucking, like, I don't know, the north, anywhere in the northern end of California.
Drive from L.A. to the Pebble Beach Golf Course.
That is probably what, like, fucking...
It's a long drive, but it's a beautiful drive if you take one. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's what I took one back down like on that, my honeymoon.
That shit,
like,
makes me nervous, yo.
Being on the cliff.
Yeah. Oh, driving south on one is fucked up, man.
Yeah,
I'm okay with north. I'm okay with north.
Because there's a lane between you?
Yeah, like, I don't need that south shit, though, yo.
No, that's what, like, my wife and I went to San Francisco for our fucking honeymoon, and then we drove down, like, after 2 days, we drove down fucking one to Cambria, and, like, fucking, it was ridiculous. Like, it was beautiful, like, in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden, like, we left later than we planned on, so then the sun goes down, and there's, like, fucking 2.5 hours of, like, no cell signal, no humanity, no anything, and all it is like this windy ass 25 mile an hour turn fucking road on cliffs next to the ocean, and in the dark is not fun at all.
In the dark, that seems terrible. Like, I think because I have relatives in Monterey, and we were there, and then we went south, and I was like, fuck that, man.
Ridiculous, man. It's beautiful, but it's fucking scary to drive around.
Yeah. Nah, it's funny. It's funny to say this on Heavy Meta of all places, but my favorite city that I've actually been to in the U.S. is San Diego. I'm going to just come out there and say that.
The gas lamp district?
I don't know what that is.
That makes sense.
You were in San Diego and you didn't go to the gas lamp district?
No, I went before I was 21.
Oh, then yeah, you wouldn't want to go there.
No, San Diego's actually like as much as I
like. What is it? Wait, no. Now you have to explain it. Like, what is the Gas Lamp District?
It's just called the Gas Lamp District because it's made to look like more of a older town. It's got gas lamp looking lights around it. It's just
It's also right next to Hillcrest, which is like the massive gay community.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of bars. It's where the Petco Stadium is. It's just a really nice area in downtown that you can go to when you want to like shop or you know bar crawl. That's whatever. Fair. Yeah,
I thought you were implying that it was like the gay area, and I was like, because in Philly, that works though,
because it's right like right next to Hillcrest, which is like the big gay area there. So like, what's nice
that's
is like
where the nicest real estate is.
Yeah, it's nice shit. Like it's like right up your alley. You could say it's like a bunch of bars that are fucking.
Right up your alley, Slick.
Listen, man. At least David follows me on Instagram. He knows how hot my girlfriend is.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going that route. I was saying it's right next to the gay district, so it's kept up well.
No. But like the thing about it is, I think it's really interesting because Philly is a relatively progressive city, but like. If you look at like neighborhood districts in Philadelphia, like the gayborhood is actually a thing.
The gay.
Like they literally, like if you go to like between like 12th and 14th on Pine, like under the street signs, there's a rainbow.
Yep.
Like, and it's not like a flag that like hangs down. It's actually like a steel part of the fucking green street sign. It's just colored like a rainbow. Like there is, it's like Philly is a very progressive place as well.
This is where this is.
And you know what? That's where my barber is. And you know what? He fucking kills it.
I bet.
Oh God. Yeah. So this is working out great. Like me driving the bus is awesome.
We've been bullshit for a while. We haven't even gotten to the cesshole.
Yeah, we gotta get the
fuck you guys call the cesspit. Hey, heavy meta! Would you guys rather fuck a cow, a porcupine, or a crocodile?
That's actually a good question. I think we should cover that.
We need to figure out the answer to that.
Now you're starting to figure out where this how this goes. Slick. We're poor. This shit entertains us.
Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
What was the first option?
I think it's a porcupine.
I thought that was the second.
Oh. I heard porcupine and crocodile.
And a crocodile.
I'm taking the first one. Before the porcupine or the crocodile. I don't care what it is, I'm taking that one.
Anything but a fucking...
That seems miserable.
Alright, so we should probably get into this Twitter hole since obviously we don't have any other magic shit to talk about.
Do you guys have anything
magically relevant? Any wizardly relevant things?
Dude, nothing came out this week. Nothing.
Yeah, it's true. I know, I didn't play any fucking magic.
We brought up eco-friendly fucking packs. I mean, literally nothing came up this week.
We laughed about that, and then we
talked about my game day tournament, and that was it.
Yeah, that was like, and that's kind of like the new formula for heavy meta. It's just like, oh, hey, like, you guys, you know.
It just depends on who we have on here. Like, Slick is more of a limited player, so he's not really constructed. Interested.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could definitely talk about like, the new Hearthstone meta after Black Rock Mountain if you guys want to, like, go into that. Like,
what?
No.
See, and I was going to say, like, there's plenty to talk about if you want to talk about, like, actual archetypes or standard or, you know, whatever else. We could speculate on Modern Masters, too. There's tons of things we could talk about. But then we could also just, you know, get into fucking porcupines.
Into this Twitter hole and say fuck it.
Yeah, I'm more of a limited player.
We could literally just spend like the next hour talking about fucking
when the back wheels are on fire and there's a drunk asshole at the wheel, like, you probably just want to crash the car as fast as you can, not see
that's, that's what I was saying, basically. I was like, I can talk about magic, but I don't think you guys... I think I'll try and talk about magic, and I'll get kicked out of the flaming car, and then you guys will go off on...
This is where it ends, man.
Yeah. This is where I just strap in for the ride and go, okay, well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
So, exactly.
I'd fuck a crocodile.
I don't know, man. What was the other one? There's porcupine, crocodile, and what else?
I think it was a cow.
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck the cow. Yeah. Like, there's no pain involved there.
They got the most tits, too, so.
Right.
Yeah, they got lots of tits.
And if there's one thing we know about me, it's tits.
You eat it for months afterward? Oh, wait. That was weird.
Technically, you could do that with almost anything, but.
Yeah, but a cow, you're going to... With a cow, you're going to sustain yourself for longer because it's a lot larger animal.
Delicious.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah, you eat porcupine for a week, I'll eat cow for a month.
I'm sending you guys a...
Crocodile tastes good, though. Like, don't...
It's gamey.
It's chewy.
Yeah, I mean, deep-fried crocodile bites are good.
We're trying that shit.
But you know what surprised me that was pretty good was rattlesnake.
You guys all in your crazy ass. I was just listening to Jay Bush talking about weed and weird ass meats too. Like, I just don't do that shit. I'm like, oh, I God. Know that I
Kevin, like, you have the fucking diet of a 3-year-old. Please.
Yes.
I mean, realistically, like, it's a 21-year-old.
No, it's not, man. You realize the shit I was eating when I was 21?
Yeah, but over half of his diet requires him to be 21 years old to legally eat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Jesus Christ, man.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, aside from your palate, hamburgers.
You need to refine your palate. Kevin, if you ever get here, I will make you eat everything that you've hated, and then you'll be like, wow, like, maybe I should have just, like, thought more iridescently about how I ordered at restaurants.
No, I'll probably be like, oh, wow, I probably just should have ordered a Red Bull and vodka and let them eat. And then all my business.
So you're probably be like, wow, I never liked sushi because I didn't pay, like, $85 for it.
All right. Just walk Kevy around the market for about 3 hours and just be like, try this.
Yeah, but, like, Reading Terminal... Anybody can.
And I will literally be like a 4-year-old. You'll put it, you're like, try this. You'll put it in my mouth, I'll chew it a little bit, I'll be like, let it fall out of my mouth, and be like, and like spit it into your hand like a 4-year-old. And be like,
Reading Terminal is full of like, good, like, I feel you would eat like, cause Reading Terminal is like, oh, you want to get like, a good like Philly style beef sandwich with like broccoli and cheese, or like you want to get like a donut that was baked for like 4 years by an Amish lady curated, yeah, made love
that's
to
kind of shit like the shit that I already know is good and bake it in different ways. That's the kind of cuisine I'm into. Don't get me wrong, I do like to eat good food. I just like to eat good food that I already know what it tastes like, and it could be better. Could be worse. Like, I don't know. But when you're like, hey, there's some sharks, some crocodiles, some rattlesnake, I'm like, why? I know that I like chicken. I don't want to eat a snake.
And you know what, man? We're humans, and you get to make that choice. But, in Montreal, like, when we went out to the super nice restaurant, the Alpi de Couchon. I'm butchering that. And Frankie and Martin handled all the ordering, and we got a suckling pig.
Oh, those are delicious.
A full pig on the table.
Oh, those are delicious.
And Marcel and I looked at each other, and the first thing we did was go for the face. And everybody looked at us like we were fucking crazy. And I'm like, obviously none of you have eaten pork cheek before, because that is literally the best fucking thing on the entire pig. Like,
so good.
And can you just make this into bacon for me?
Yeah.
Kevin, you gotta try fresh pig eyeball off of the spit.
Oh, wow. David's
like, God, I don't even want to talk.
I'm like, it's my girlfriend is making me dinner as we speak, and you guys are ruining it. What the fuck is wrong with
that? It's so wild tasting because, like, it's real crispy on the outside and then it's gooey on the inside.
Stop it.
It's so good.
Stop it.
Yeah, sour cordial cherries.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but that's chocolate and cherries.
Fucking Kevin. Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Sour cordial cherries.
That's pretty much
the same experience of biting into a roasted pig's eyeball is the thing you give for 10 cents when you buy your gas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Except for instead of pig eyeball, it's chocolate and cherries. So fuck your theory. Like, I would rather eat chocolate and cherries.
Oh my God. So sick right now.
Oh God, man. You need to have like there's so much shit that tastes fucking great. You just gotta like refine your palate a little bit, man.
See, that seems like a lot of work. Like, I could probably lift a lot of shit.
I said a lot of work. Oh, you open your mouth, choke it in and swallow.
I'm still alive. Like, there's no point. Like, I mean, yeah. I could probably lift a Volkswagen Beetle if I spent a lot of time refining my muscles. But and I'll lift my cock, and I'll lift my bottle, and I'll be fine with it for the rest of my life.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Twitter.
Twitter hole.
Jesus Christ. I want to enjoy my food.
Just think cordial cherries the whole time. Don't think eyes. Think fucking cordial cherries.
All
right. So who's got a fucking Twitter hole question? Don't make me actually get into the fucking Twitter hole. Because I know I probably have more questions than I do. Anybody got a good one to start with?
That poem that I sent you guys in the Skype chat was kind of like a game time for the Twitter hole.
All right. Do not go gentle into that good night. Is this the actual one or is this a fucked up one?
No. That's the real poem. But you don't have to read it on the stream.
That poem is amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's where I shut off when I was just like, "Oh, okay, Slick's posting something in the chat. Oh, it's a poem.
Never mind." Never mind. So Les got a good question. The guys at Swiss Army Knife asked you to design an MTG pocket knife. What is in it?
That's pretty fucking sweet.
Hey, leave it to Les.
Yeah.
I feel like
steer the ship in the right direction.
I feel like there's got to be at least some sort of fucking, like, I don't know, stipulation on this because, I mean, you could just have however many blades you want and it's just called your sideboard.
It's just a Bowie knife with some deodorant.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
That way you can, like, look at them and go, which side do you want?
Oh, my God.
So is it just, like, an MTG pocket knife, or are these supposed to be, like, the blades are cards?
I have no clue. I'm just reading it as...
No, I think it's supposed to be a knife that you would use for MTG.
Oh. Well, so, shit, like, I like Angelo's answer. Like, my brain instantly went to, like, all right, well, like, what
it's got to have, like, a pencil or a pen, right? So you can write down life totals.
Yeah.
Got to have, like, maybe some sort of, like, built-in dice type thing. Like,
it's got to have a wine opener.
It's got to have a bottle
opener. Have a wine opener, right?
And a bottle opener.
Corkscrew and a bottle opener.
Yep. Oh, and it's got to have a Starbucks cup. That way, you know, people don't know that you're drinking out of the wine bottle.
Your Starbucks cup on your pocket knife.
Yes, you flip it out, open it up,
it folds out.
Obviously, got to have a lawn chair.
Yeah, made out of chain, so you know it can fold back up. The thing.
So,
oh my God,
I don't know, man. I think like.
And also, just a large blade to stab people with when they just get on your nerves.
Yeah, that one's true. It's gotta have a knife. It like, is a knife.
If I, like, I would say, like, it would probably need, like, some, like, letter opener, not, like, full knife, but, like, something, like, that you could, like, flip up and, like, elegantly open a pack of cards like a fucking G.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And then, like,
maybe like a
scissors that come in a Swiss Army knife to just cut the top off your packs.
That's not elegant enough, man. You ever try to use those scissors, you look like a fucking idiot.
Very correct.
It has to have a cocaine spoon.
I mean, I thought that was
important. And by that, I don't think that, by that, it's like a full-size spoon, like a tablespoon.
Okay. Maybe a little
like literally a ladle.
Does it have a cocaine ladle? Then it's not an MTG pocket.
Cocaine ladles, man.
Holy shit.
Maddie.
Yeah, but I think it would really have, like, I know, man, just let it ride, Angelo.
Maddie, help!
Oh, God.
Hey, Angelo, can't say anything. His had a freaking Starbucks cup on it.
I wish, like when the Twitter hole started, like, you guys just, like, edited, like, a clip of that R. Kelly song, Let It Burn. Like, it's just like, oh, God. But like, I think there would be like an MTG Swiss Army knife. I think there would definitely be like a pack opener, like maybe something where you like flipped open like at the bottom and you could just like spin it and it would like function as like a die to like see who goes first or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And then probably obviously like one of the things you would definitely want would be like a pen. So, like, yeah. Just, like, a flip-out pen.
Did nobody listen to my version?
No, we listened to yours. Like, it definitely, like, I was going to say, like...
No, I didn't. I was spaced out for a bit, man.
Yeah, I said, literally, I was like, it needs to have a pen or a pencil. It needs to have a dice on it.
Oh, well, fuck, man.
And
well,
then Slick's like...
We just tuned you out.
Yeah, nobody can... Nobody understands me. I fucking sound like a...
Nobody understands
like I have laryngitis.
You was trying to steer the ship the right way too early. You didn't let us get it on lock first.
This is bullshit.
No, David's good at that. Like, that's David's fucking forte. He's just all, yeah, I did that shit 3 weeks ago, and that's how I won on SCG.
You know what? If anybody from Swiss or, like, Equinox is, like, fucking listening to this, like, yo, like, honestly, it's 2015, man. You need to make fucking phone peripherals with knives, like.
So you can.
Give me a Swiss Army phone case.
With your fucking phone app, right?
Yeah, give me a Swiss Army phone case so I can like yell "World Star" and videotape shanking someone. Like.
No, you.
Kevin's just like no. No,
your Swiss Army knife from your fucking phone app. Like you got to be able to just lay the knife on the table and then like activate it with your fucking phone app. You're just all yeah, I need the fucking dice thing and click on it and it'll just open by itself. And you got robotic sliders and shit like that. It's gonna cost a lot of money and you're gonna be able to open it from your app on your phone. And it doesn't matter that you can just pick it up and open it, but like it's because you can open it with the app on your phone is why everybody needs to have it.
Now you see, somebody has to go patent this shit tonight. Because somebody will be like, hell yeah, phone case. You hit a button on your phone, the knife flips out. Fuck yeah. And that shit will be on sale in like a month and we'll all be sitting here going, why the fuck didn't we make that?
It's going to be. Recall from the asshole that put the fucking case on upside down and stabbed himself in the hand. Or somebody that's left-handed fucking pushed the button to open the knife and fucking caught it.
Yeah. Like from my like in my day job when I'm not Slick Jagger, I work in innovations mobile product development. So you know that's an idea. That's an idea that the world can have. You want to make knife phone cases? Go for it,
dude. That shit
prove me wrong,
man. I'm telling you, that shit would sell like cakes in the hood. I'm telling you, cats would all have them.
You know, my Swiss knife would have to. It'd have like a collection organizer.
I want a cup. You want the machine?
We're gonna have okay. Like any of those apps you can buy for fucking 99 cents or for free, those like MTG organizer apps, like that should go on my app knife phone. I like that this has just turned into like, what app on my phone do I want that involves a knife instead of Swiss Army knife for magic?
Well, what ties into this, he has another question. It's what do you carry with you when you walk out of the door each day? And I always take a knife with me.
Always phone. I'm not so
it's like phone, wallet, keys, knife every day.
Well, Kevy, if his phone, he's obviously got a knife because he has right. that case.
He yeah, has that fucking baller case.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I can't really carry a knife. I always try to, and then I stop carrying. I'm like, I'm probably not going to have to stab anybody today, and this thing's just in my pocket and pissing me off, and so I don't ever carry a knife.
I carry a wallet. Yeah, I carry a knife anytime I leave my house when it's not to go to work.
Oh.
Because that doesn't fly well in my work environment.
Are you guys, like, brandishing the knife?
It flies very well in my work environment. Like, it's encouraged to have a knife on you because there's lots of shit that you have to open or cut or whatever. Because it's in my pocket and it gets on my fucking nerves. Like, yet headphones are constantly in my pocket.
If a knife falls out of your pocket and you're in, like, a three-hour strategy meeting about, like, the future of mobile payments, like, motherfuckers look at you a little shifty, like...
You're like, but dude, I had to open boxes earlier. Come on.
Nobody's opening boxes. We got people for that.
I'm those people, so I'm around. But I don't fucking, I don't bring it with me because it gets on my nerves because it's in my pocket. So I got a truck for that. I've got a truck full of tools, so I don't have to carry a knife in my pocket. I've got, like, all sorts of different things you could use to open boxes or bludgeon people to death or fucking stab people or fucking shoot people on my truck locked up in boxes. So I don't need any of that shit. All I have to have is my phone, my headphones, my wallet, and my keys, and that's it.
See, I carry my keys, my phone, my wallet, my sunglasses, and then a Leatherman, which, you know, is like the acceptable pocket knife.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably get out the little fucking inch and a half blade and just fucking shank somebody to death with it if I really had to. But you don't really have to anyway, because you could just
at that point pull their head off,
whatever.
Like, at that point in time, you're just shanking them with the pliers. Like, you're not gonna, like, be there with your thumbnail. Like, I just gotta get this little knife thing out. Like, no, you're just jabbing them with fucking pliers.
I don't have it just for self-defense.
Well, obviously not, but I'm just saying Kevin's example, right? Like, you, like, in the heat of the moment, you just flip it open and jab someone with the pliers. You're not like, fuck.
Yeah. You know how fucking heavy a Leatherman is? I'm not going to stab somebody with it. I'm going to beat them mercilessly over the head with it in my hand. Like, fucking, I will cave their skull in with it before I get the fucking, even get the pliers out to try to stab them. Like, it would just beat them stupid. But I don't need to do that shit. I've got a truck full of tools.
Okay, so next Twitter hole question.
Question.
Like a fox ass, what night have you been told about but can't remember? Do you wish you could?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
GP Philadelphia 2014.
I can tell you all about that.
I've been told about it by everyone, but it still doesn't change the fact that I wish I could remember.
The best part about that night is that your fucking wife was at my house. And you...
That's awesome.
Oh, no, she fucking rocks. But, like, it was like, damn, like, Angelo brought it. Like, I was, like, trying to be, like, the nicest guy. I was like, oh, like, do you need any mixers? Like, how could I, like, make this not weird for you? You're with, like, 30 guys that are, like, playing Magic. And, like, also, it's like
fucking mad.
Also, like, you know, your husband kind of promised me he'd drink a fifth of liquor tonight. So, like, hey, like, how could I make this not awful? Like, how could I... Because, like, I'm not going to back off, like, the bet, but, like, if you want to get drunk, like, I can facilitate that, too. Like,
I don't want this to be awkward for you because it has to be awkward for
me. Yeah, and, like, I don't know if you guys know, but, like, Angelo's old lady is, like, one-fourth of Angelo, probably. Like, so, like, it's, like, I think at one point, like, I'm in the living room. And obviously, as you guys know, Jason is in the stairwell, and Jason just yells it. He's fucking carrying, or she's fucking carrying him. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, fuck you for having all them steps to get out of your house.
I do. Wait. His wife was carrying him?
No, I was kind of leaning on her.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus.
She was holding me up. There's no lie there.
She's just all raw! Just fucking presses you and fucking carries you out the stairs.
Yeah. She's a fucking obviously awesome. Like, she was the only girl in my house. Like, didn't mind, got drunk, had a good time, and drug his ass out of here.
Hell yeah.
That's a plus shit right there.
Hell yeah. I ain't going nowhere else. I found the one I'm sticking with. If she's willing to deal with that shit.
Seriously.
So what night do you guys got?
I don't really have a night that I don't remember that I wish I could.
Because usually, like, those things happen for a reason.
No, I that's one thing I've always been good with. Like, you know, David's got the fucking blessing of no hangovers. I've got the curse of, like, I always remember at least most of it. Like, there are things that I don't remember the next day at times where it's like, you know, like somebody's like, oh, yeah, you did this. And I'm like, oh, what? And then they'll kind of start explaining it to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. Like, I was not in any state of mind to be alive at that point, but I do remember that. Like, there's very, very, very few times in my life where I've been, like, blackout drunk to the point where I don't know what happened, and it's completely erased from my brain. And so, and there's a couple times that have happened, and it's just like, oh, yeah, then you went to bed. I'm like, oh, I didn't remember going to bed. That was it. Like, all of mine is fucked as I am, like, it doesn't matter how bad it is, it doesn't matter how fucking drunk I get or how fucked up I get, like, I will always remember the shit that happened. So, I mean, most of those for, like, everybody else, like, where, oh man, that shit happened and I didn't remember but I got told about it, like, I've already told on this cast.
Yeah, dude, like, realistically, I went 18 years without a hangover or a blackout. 18 years, one night was slick.
One night was slick. That should be the name of this episode. One night was slick.
Like, you don't understand. You don't even fucking remember how accurate that, like, my first Booze Cube submission, the card was called Hanging with Slick. And it was just a card that just got you so fucking drunk. And nobody appreciated it, so now they will suffer my fucking wrath.
The salt shaker is leveling up right now.
Well, like, I don't have a good answer for this question. Like, the nights that I don't remember that I regret the most, that I wish I could, like, go back. Like, any night where I, like, was blackout drunk and fought with my girlfriend over the phone. Like, that would be it. Like, that would be, like...
Right. The closest I could come, we were just talking about this the other night. We played a show in fucking Barstow, California, where if you think, like, you know, Ridgecrest is terrible, Barstow is like, ugh. It's worse.
Its claim to fame is you have to go through it to get to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. it's like Ridgecrest, but it's on the highway from LA to Vegas. So that's the only reason it's there at all. We were playing a show in Barstow one night. It was god awful. I mean, the show was all right, but, like, I just got fucking hammered because it was one of those, like, you know, there was nothing really cool going on with the show. We played, we had fun, then we had some other bands that we're friends with that we were playing with, and they were from Ridgecrest, and they were playing, and I had heard all their shit before, so I was like, oh, we get free booze, so I'm just going to continue drinking. And I just got fucking smashed at the bar. And the last thing that I remember is, like, this is one of the few times I've kind of blacked out. Like, the last thing that I remember clearly was, like, drinking at the bar, talking to this waitress that had kept coming up and talking to me, and it wasn't one of those, like, she kept coming up and talking to me because she was the waitress, because she was supposed to be giving me booze, but she kept, like, coming up and talking to me, and then she came up and talked to me when she got off, and, like, I'm all, yeah, all right, cool, yeah, fucking, things are going well, I'm gonna end up taking this one home. And then I woke up in a bathtub in a hotel room. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It's dark. creep out and I kind of look, and I realize my guitar player and his wife are in one bed, and then some of the other people we came with are in the other bed. I'm like, okay, thank God I'm in a fucking familiar place. I can go back to bed now. Turns out what happened was,
I can go back to bath now.
I can go back to bath now. Yeah. Turns out what happened is I like just flat fucking went face down asleep on the bar at some point. Talking to this fucking waitress, like, you know, hey, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, this is going to work out great.
That's and then so fucking JR.
Frank enough that I went to sleep. So we get, I was awake enough that, like, you know, they're like, oh, Kevin, let's go. We're fucking taking off. We're going back to the hotel. And I got in the back of the truck. And then, you know, or not the back of the truck, but like the back seat of the truck. And then when we get there, I refused to get out. I was like, no, I'm good right here. Don't fucking touch me. I'm just going to sleep. I went to sleep. And they're like, well, fuck it. We'll just leave you in the back seat, and that's where you can sleep if that's where you want to be. Then, like, an hour later, they needed to go on a Jack in the Box run, and because, like, they needed everybody, apparently everybody needed to go, they're like, we got to do something with Kevy. He's just fucking passed out in the back of the truck. And Jerome, who's one of my best fucking friends now, but when I first got in the band, we didn't know each other very well. This motherfucker, like, bodyguard scooped me up, like, fucking my hero. Fucking, he's just all, I got Kevy, don't worry about it. And he fucking scoops me up in his arms like a fucking child. And I'm just, like, draped over him, apparently. And fucking takes me into the hotel room and puts me to sleep in the bathtub. And that's where I woke up later. And we were just talking about this last weekend camping, how Jerome's always the one that has to fucking carry me somewhere when I get too drunk. So that kind of fits along with the whole story. I got carried like a child because I fell asleep talking to a waitress.
All right. So I've got one. It's the only time that I got alcohol poisoning was like the first time that I really, really drank. I was like 17 years old. And I had a couple beers at a high school party or two, but I was always, you know, more responsible. I grew up, my mom was an alcoholic, so on and so forth. I was pretty weary of drinking. But then, you know, I'd gone to a couple of parties, I drank, it was no big deal. I never really had like the, you know, crazy urge that I had to drink. So I was like, all right, well, I can drink a little bit more. Well, we got like frozen Crown Royal, frozen Southern Comfort, frozen Triple Sec, like just the most ungodly mix of alcohols you could think of. And we went to this girl's house because her parents were out of town. And apparently, like, I got thrashed to the point, like, I broke a bottle over my head. I don't remember that. I fell face first, like, onto the tile floor in the kitchen. I don't remember that at all. Like, all this other stuff that I always get told about. They're like, oh, yeah, you did this. I'm like, I don't fucking remember that. And Kevy knows I don't get hangovers. Like, I wake up the next day. I remember what happened. Like, I don't, like, have any issues with any of that. But this time I woke up in the back of my friend's car, like three blocks away next to a park. And I'm like, what the? Oh God, I'm gonna throw up. Open up the back door like every half an hour. And then my friend wakes up in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, told me all this shit. I was like, I don't remember any of that. We get out. My car's in front of his. I don't have my keys. I can't figure out where the hell my keys are. And so he has to drive me home. And then I have to tell my mom, who is a recovered, you know, like an alcoholic who's been sober for a number of years now, so doesn't have like even mouthwash with alcohol in her house. I have to try and explain why I'm so deathly ill and also why I don't have my car. So I tell her, I don't know, I must have lost my keys at the park. You know, it's parked at the, you know, over by the park. And she's like, all right, well, I have AAA. We'll go and get it, but not today because we have to go to a family reunion. Oh, great. I'm freaking deathly ill. And so I have to go out and, you know, go to a park out of town and take family photos and hang out with family. And I'm just wanting to puke my guts out. It's like 100 degrees out. The next day we go and she calls AAA. And as the tow truck's pulling up, I see my keys on my freaking hood. Apparently I was so drunk, they like threw me on my hood to try to find my keys and I just dropped them. And so I had to grab them and like, I walked out to the grass, like looked around for a little bit and pretended to find them.
Oh, man.
The funniest part of this story is maybe like three or four days ago, this last weekend, I was actually out to dinner with my mom and my girlfriend, and I told my mom this story. And my mom's looking at me like, "You're a fucking idiot. Of course I knew you were drunk."
Dude, that's like, went through all that for nothing. Yeah.
That's like the trippiest shit. Like I had the realization. I don't know. I know I'm younger than Kevin and Angelo. I don't know how old you are, David, but I'm like slowly coming to the realization now that like my dad was just like trolling me, like 85%. Like you know, if my dad knew like some extracurricular activities were going on, like he would just like he'd be like, "Come up here." He'd be like, "So like, what do you want for dinner?" And I'd like run out like so fucking afraid, like, "What the fuck, like."
And he was just fucking with you the whole time.
Oh, dude, my dad used to do that shit to me all the time. Like, he would, like, test us. Like, I remember I got off of out from junior high school one time, and I had gotten in trouble because I had chucked a rock at a kid because he had pissed me off. And I get into the car, and he looks at me, he's all, "How was your day?" I'm like, it was all right. He's like, "Oh, anything interesting happen?" No. Oh. Okay, so there's nothing you want to tell me? And at this point, I'm smart enough to realize, fuck, the old man knows something. So I'm like, do I risk it or do I, like, I have to tell him the truth because if I lie, it's going to be that much worse. So I was like, I got in trouble for throwing a rock at a kid. He's like, "Why the fuck would you throw a rock at a kid?" You know, he pissed me off, made fun of one of my friends, and he's all, "Oh, okay, well, don't do that shit again." I'm like, okay, so it's a good thing you told the truth. I was going to beat your ass.
Wow. My mom used to troll my friends. Like, I remember this one night we're sitting there, and there was this kid hanging out with us who was, like the first time hanging out at my house, and my house was always the party house. And we're sitting there, and we probably, I don't know, have an ounce or two of pot sitting on the table, and we're sitting there rolling up a blunt, and my mom comes storming in the door, "What the fuck are you doing?" So my buddy, like, looks at me, and just bolts out the door, and my mom finishes the sentence by saying, "Hurry up, I want to hit that." So we had to go find my friend and be like, "Dude, it's cool. She doesn't give a fuck." Oh, shit. The good old days. So let's see.
Us being another old.
Another question?
Wait. How old are you, Slick? Like 25, 26?
26.
Okay, yeah, I'm older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
We're all older than him.
Young buck.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I got a career and shit, man. I do more old man shit on the regular than, like, I'm really comfortable with.
I was older than you when I was 19. I owned a house. I worked for the government. I had a kid. I was married. Like, I was older than you when I was 19, buddy.
That's fair, man. That scares the fuck out of me.
It's good, though. Don't get old till you have to. Like, right. Hey, like, Slick, I was younger than you when I was 37, and I'm not even that old yet.
Yeah.
I still act like I'm 12, I'm in a rock band, and I have a mohawk.
Yeah, like, nobody else is, like, seeing your, like, 19-year-old Ridgecrest, like, literally, like, your Skype picture is, like, what I would expect, like, somebody who, like, had to do an extra year at Ridgecrest High to take.
Skype picture. Yeah. Oh, no, dude, I was, like, 26 when I took that picture.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I was, like, 26 when I took that picture.
That's funny. I just keep having these guns talk to me, like, okay. Yeah, like, don't get old. Like, cause I got old quick, and then now I'm trying to get my youth back. You know, like, I'm acting like an idiot kid now. Yeah, after 10 years of trying to be, like, mature and do things the right way.
Cocaine and rock and roll.
That's it. Sorry. Cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Okay, so let's see. Marcel asks, what is your ideal shape and size of titties and or booty?
Ooh. That was from Marcel, right?
That was from Marcel.
Like, I don't know how to explain it other than, like, perfect.
I'm gonna be succinct. Mm-hmm. Upstairs, doesn't really, is not a deal breaker or not, but I'm basically I'm a butt guy.
That's yeah, but not too big, but not too big. Like just right. Just
well, no, I mean like I enjoy people that are in shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think I'm in shape. I don't think that's
I have a shape.
Round is a shape, damn it.
He's like, hey, I have a shape in my butt. Are you into that?
No, man.
Not yet.
Listen, man,
oh, man.
All right, I know.
See, the inherent problem with this question is asking us to describe a size or shape. I mean, sure, you could go like apple butt, or you could go like pear butt, or you could go, but like, it's really hard to describe a size and shape of boobs and butt that works.
Nope. No, there's not.
Like, perfect is the only thing I can
say. Yeah, it's like, it's your perfect. Like, it doesn't mean that it's for everybody else. It's like, what do you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, what but is, like, that's like good.
Well, I mean, Kevy, if your definition is they have them, then that's perfect
good,
for you.
Good shape boobs, not fucking put where they're supposed to be, not falling off their body, yeah. Not also smaller than mine.
This question, like, I feel like would be interesting if you asked it to like Jack LaCroix, because he'd be like, all right, like, I need like 7 titties and a tentacle ass.
Yeah, it seems like Kevin's answer is like, it's just like porn. You know it when you see it.
Yeah, exactly. You know when you see it. Like, I could say, like, I could give you, like, a cup range. Like, but then, like, there are things in that cup range that just look off. Like, I don't need square nipples. I don't need
swear to God, I thought Kevin was just going to give the Kid Rock answer. Don't fucking judge me just because I like skinny blonde girls with big tits.
See, and I mean, like, I would if it weren't for the fact that that's completely wrong. Like, you have to have an awesome ass, and I don't really care much at all about your tits either way.
Yeah,
I guess that's the way I could put that. Like, I mean, like, it's not that I don't care about them. I just don't really care what they look like. As long as they're not, like, fucked up and freakish, then, like, as long as you got a good butt, I'm good.
Dave,
yeah, like, if you have that, like, iridescent look in a sundress, like...
Oh, every like, girl looks good in a sundress.
All right, atmosphere. Like, maybe you're right.
Did you see that Mary Fuck Kill fucking card? Not every girl looks good in a sundress.
Hey, Kevy, listen, I'll give my answer to this. They're all ones and zeros, and most of them are ones. Yeah. That's just what it is. Yes or no? Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Most people do.
I'm like, you know, I agree with they're all ones and zeros. Like, that's just a fact. But, like, most of them are probably, like, not ones. Like,
that's
I would say, like, the vast majority is probably, like, yeah, nah. Like, nah.
Yeah, I'm just not picky.
Oh, no. Like, that I get. Like, I'm way more fucking picky, like, now, like, to anything that I can consider attractive, because, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I've been through that. Like, I've been around the block, so to speak. I've lived my life, I've done my shit, and I've probably slept with more women than, like, I should have in my life.
I mean,
and,
don't get me wrong.
Like, now I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, cool. Like, unless you're bringing something to the fucking table, like, something serious to the table, like, it's, like, I don't care. Like, yeah. This is nothing new.
I have a beautiful girlfriend who is far out of my league, who has a successful career and doesn't hate me. So, like, that's great. Like, that's
exactly.
Perfect.
I have a gorgeous wife who's way younger than me and way better looking than me and is far out of my league. And she married me. So now she's fucked.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I settled on the one that I'm done with. You know, that's where I'm done with. You know, like, this is it. But, you know, realistically, before, I had no care. It was like, is it wet? Yep, I'm there.
Right on.
If I can't do it, give me another drink of bourbon, I'll be all right in a minute.
Yeah, you have that whole scale. It's like, if it takes enough to drink for me to do it, that my cock won't work, then it probably wasn't worth the effort in the first place.
That comes as zero. If it takes that much,
it's like, all right, man,
to zero.
Yeah, if I drink it until I would fuck her, and then I can't fuck her because I drank too much, like that's where you draw the line. Right there, there's tipping.
Holy shit! Oh my god! I guess I'm the only one that has like an actual answer to that, but
you must be the only one with a real answer.
My answer was real.
Okay, Slick, yours was like, I don't care about the tits. As long as they have an ass, how's that a real answer?
Yeah, but like a profound ass. Like
not- a profound one. One that spits poetry, not shit.
Yeah.
Now that I could get into. Yeah.
Although, I have this strange...
I would fuck a poetic ass.
Yeah, if she's just all... Excuse me, I know this is really awkward, but I'm going to have to use your restroom.
I'm really into you, bitch. Your ass quotes Gandhi. Very profound.
Yeah, and then you just hear Oscar Wilde spouting off in your fucking bathroom. And you just all, what the fuck is going on in there? And that's just it. It's just coming out of her butt. There's no poop. There's just poetry. That I could definitely be into.
So, I literally was just looking through my, like, favorited tweets for Twitter hole questions, and I came across one that just said, why am I nervous for a drug test when I don't do drugs anymore? And then I just realized, like, that's just a post from one of my boys that I favorited.
Fuck.
Yeah, that deserves some shit.
Yeah, like, that deserves a favorite. Like, it's just, like, in the middle of these Twitter hole questions, and it's just so clearly a question.
It is a good question.
Yeah, like, you know, the answer to that question is real fear.
You didn't study hard enough. So, Dave, you said you had a real answer. I'm waiting to hear this real answer.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like, I've never been an ass guy, like it's always been about tits. And, you know, like my girlfriend now, she has an amazing body. And the other thing with me is it's gotta be proportional. Like I don't care too much for, like, but you know, the size of them by themselves. It's like, it's gotta be proportional to the girl. You know, if she's small, like I don't want like gigantic tits and a gigantic ass and then them just be like 4 foot tall. You're like, well, that doesn't look good.
What's going on? Like, yeah. This doesn't make any sense.
But my girlfriend now, like, she's 5 foot nothing. She's, like, close to 100 pounds. I think she might be 100 pounds now. I don't know. But she has, like, C-cup tits and, like, a really nice ass. And I'm like, that's perfect. Like, to me, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want, like...
This is as lame as Kevin's. It was just perfect.
No, I explained that mine is proportional. I explained a C-cup... Tit.
He added, like, proportional to perfect.
I added measurements, like C-cup, 5 foot tall.
Actually, he's the only one that gave a shit to be like, oh, yeah, I'm actually going to break this down and give you the measurements. We're all,
I just said that's perfect to me, and that's all you listen to.
Foot is good.
And Slick's just like, ass didn't speak profoundly. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, if her ass doesn't spout poetry, fuck it.
So let's see here.
Slick's looking down on us from the Money Draft Mansion.
Right. He always does.
I don't look. I just judge.
So I don't look down. Fuck that. Why would I do that?
Nope. He just throws his cigarette over the side and clonks the poor fucking peasants in the head.
Yeah,
don't say you don't. I've seen you do it.
Yeah. I mean, like, things are done. Maybe.
Okay. We're
putting fucking... I like how, like, I was supposed to be driving this bus, and I've refused to do it. So now we're making our guest drive the bus.
Well, you know, the show host happens to be... Or the show guest happens to be...